This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. A gloomy Monday morning. It was raining hard when I got out of bed today and got on those roadways. Hopefully you're driving safe. All the truck drivers, all the overnight dancers, all the firefighters and cops, all the high school teams that won their section championships, man. What a big win for St. Ignatius High School, beating St. Francis in the rain at San Jose City College. Shout out to De La Salle, outlasting Pitt at DVC. A lot of good football over the weekend. Reardon lost a tough one to Los Gatos. Shout out to Los Gatos. That program's been good for so many damn years. They pulled the upset in the city. The Niners, unfortunately, weren't able to pull the upset at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. They got smoked 38-10 as we shout out those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. What up, Shasky?
You know, you referenced Friday and some of the games Saturday, high school-wise. Biblical rain on Friday. I'd never seen anything like that. That was incredible.
Dude, it took me an hour. It took me like 15 minutes to get from my home in San Bruno to the NBC Sports Studios. I was almost late. It was traffic was at a standstill.
Bonte, I had and we'll get right back into the Niner game, but I had a talking thing down at the San Francisco Italians Athletic Club.
Speaking engagement.
Yeah, and then I had to go back to get my car at the club.
Italian.
And then I had to go home because I had a confirmation. It took me an hour and a half to get home.
It was nasty.
An hour and a half. Then I pull out of the car. It's like 4:45 or whatever. Right. We're late for the confirmation. I'm supposed to be there by 4:30. And the umbrella flew right out of my hand. Holding the baby, I'm holding the baby one hand, the umbrella in the other. It was so bad. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. But also, AAA Friday, I heard a rumor it was the final ever game at Lincoln on grass between Washington and Lincoln, and that Lincoln is going to be turning that field into turf, and it looked like a mud pie. I believe Lincoln beat Washington in a very low-scoring game.
They've kicked their ass for many, many years.
It looks like, final game ever. History was made.
Yeah, wow. So Lincoln's getting turf. I played Pop Warner football there one year.
Cool field.
That field wasn't bad, but it's good. It'd be good to see the AAA get a turf field. Galileo has a turf field. Washington has a turf field. Lowell has a turf field. Balboa has a turf field. They deserve it at by Lincoln. They've been a really good program ever since Phil Foringo took over that program. Weight program's been great. They've done a great job. Shout out to JoJo. He was mad at me. JoJo Serrano, who was one of the ball boys of the city for so many years. He's been an assistant at Lincoln High School for so many years. He DM'd me. He's like, where was my shout out Friday? I've been coaching up there for years. All right, big JoJo. You're on the wrong sideline, but I give you love anyway. I love JoJo, Rudy, and Manny, of course. And that old family, Serrano family as well. Go ahead, Spadoni, get in.
Real quick, shout out Palma High School, my alma mater, advancing to the championship round of the Division II Central Coast Division II football championships. They will take it on the number one seed, Wilcox.
Yeah, Wilcox.
Where are they at? Chargers. Santa Clara?
Wilcox Chargers down there in Santa Clara, San Jose area.
So this is the number 7 seed, Palma, going up against the number 1 seed. It's a miraculous run. Shout out to Eli Dukes, the running back. Yeah. The sophomore racked up over 240 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Ooh.
So he was like Josh Jacobs.
He was. Even 40 receiving yards on top of that. Wow, so almost 300 all-purpose yards.
He was like Saquon Barkley yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Drive yesterday, Niners, Packers, you could just feel right away like, oh, we really don't have an answer for Josh Jacobs.
He's missing tackles left and right. It's unbelievable.
D Winners made a play in space midway through the game. And I'm thinking to myself, look, man, I'm not saying that he is a flawless player. You're telling me he can't get on the field ahead of Devondre Campbell? Like, those little tiny personnel decisions drive me crazy.
I went on with my boy Doug Russell on the Packers pregame show. Doug Russell, him and Bill Smith, they work with each other. Doug and Bill, they're great up there. And Doug asked me about Devondre Campbell. And my reply was, I see why you guys gave him up. And he just chuckled. I said, I see why you guys gave him up. Can't cover in space. Can't tackle. Can't fill gaps. Can't fill holes. Can't do anything right.
And talks. Like he's a A1 player.
Well, he's not. He's not. And you see why Green Bay gave up on him.
That, you know, the Greenlaw absence has been... Man, it's been something. Like, it is a hole that I think most Niner fans, we were like, yeah, Greenlaw's good. But, like, now we're like, no, nah, Greenlaw was great.
I mean, well, you saw the Super Bowl. The minute he left, the Super Bowl changed.
100%.
Oren Burks was out there and wearing number 48.
Oren Burks.
Struggling to line up in the right spot. And then you had Logan Ryan playing slot corner. Just didn't make any sense. Let's go to the lines, man. Let's go to Ronnie and Tracy.
Hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie, what's happening? You're on the Russ. What a depressing Monday, man. That was humbling yesterday. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah, that was bad. I sound like Shassy and the cutback talking about Campbell. Get his ass off the field. Get Sorensen out of there. I mean, they got 10 men on defense right now because of him. He's terrible. Get Winners out there. I don't care if he makes mistakes. He is so much more athletic, and it gives us a threat at making a play. Second thing, yesterday's play from the quarterback, I know Brandon Allen didn't play that bad, but it makes me think we should extend Purdy right now at hopefully the cheapest cost we can get him, because we just need to get this lockdown, get it over with, so we don't deal with this in the offseason. That's all I got.
All right, you know, it's going to be interesting with Purdy. I expect the unexpected with Kyle Shanahan.
What does that even mean?
Does Shanahan even know what he wants at quarterback? You know, if they do move, like, I don't think they're moving off of Shanahan. But if that happens, let's just say hypothetically that happens as we play hypotheticals. The one thing that's going to loom over this tenure with Kyle Shanahan is the fact that he never really got the quarterback right. Now, he fell into Brock Purdy, and we got very fortunate with Brock Purdy. But along the way to Brock Purdy, there has been a mishandling of the most important position in all of North America's sport, the quarterback position. That is undeniable. Undeniable. If he does get axed, which, again, I think it's a very, very low probability of that happening, nor do I think it should happen. I think Shanahan should be allowed to coach in 2025. But the quarterback spot and how they handle this moving forward, that's the one that's been looming large. Everything has been... Home run hits, build a great roster, all that stuff. But there's still questions about quarterback. And right now the question is, can Brock Purdy stay healthy? Is his shoulder injury serious, Shasky? A little serious enough for him not to play yesterday. And we have no idea about his availability for next Sunday against Buffalo.
One thing cannot be argued. The game is violent. I'm talking about football. Ben Roethlisberger was a big, strong, strapping man. And then after about 10 years of wear and tear, his body just gave out on him. Peyton Manning. When people walk into a room with Peyton Manning, they're like, wow, I can't believe how big he is. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to be on the court, if you will, as he was walking by with Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer is one of the largest men I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, if you told me he was 6'7", I would have believed you, even though I know that's not what his listed height is. I got a chance to meet Brock Purdy up close and personal at the driving range one day. And not a very big guy. And I think that, you know, if you're going to be a smaller guy, you got to avoid the injuries and you got to avoid just the hits, right? Jimmy's body gave out on him at the end. It just did. Jimmy was physically a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. Jeff Garcia. His body gave out on him at the end, especially out of the end of his Niner tenure. His whole body was injured.
Well, heck, he bounced back, though, with Philadelphia.
No doubt.
Had a good
but
year.
It took a couple years.
No doubt.
The injury thing with Brock is real. Like, and I know he's been, he's played 30, 40 games, but like staying upright and not getting hurt is a big part of the game. And some you can avoid, some you can't. Some stuff is just normal wear and tear.
Right.
If the shoulder is hurt and he needs some sort of off-season surgery, now you've had off-season surgery on the throwing elbow and the throwing shoulder. That's a real thing. And now I'm looking at this and I'm saying, like, Baker Mayfield, when he had the shoulder injury, that was kind of the beginning of the end of him in Cleveland. Now, there was other stuff, leadership and whatnot.
But it took him a couple years.
He signed a three-year, $100 million deal. $50 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Geno Smith signed a three-year, $75 million deal with $40 million guaranteed.
Those were good contracts, in my opinion.
Good contracts. Great contracts.
Baker was making – he was making plays yesterday. Boy, they got my boy Bucky Irvin finally running the football.
Blocking downfield.
Yeah, no, Baker's been good.
And then Kirk Cousins this offseason, because you keep referencing Jordan Love, Kirk signed a $100 million guarantee deal with four for 180. I think that a Purdy deal starts in between the Baker and Kirk number, meaning like somewhere in the $65 to $85 million guarantee.
What if Kirk becomes available?
As in?
What if he becomes available? What if Atlanta says, we're going to get the keys to Michael Penix Jr.?
So a 37 to 38-year-old Kirk Cousins? Yeah, I'm probably cool off that.
Would but Kyle Shanahan? Was Kyle Shanahan cool off of an older Tom Brady? Basically said no, and then he called him back last year.
So let me ask you this. We watched
Aaron Rodgers. Did he not call Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers?
No doubt.
He'll be available again this offseason, too, according to Diary.
So I expect the unexpected when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and the quarterback. Not, I think Brock Purdy deserves a job, but I don't know what Kyle Shanahan is thinking.
Do you think Kyle is sitting here? And I'm serious. We heard the TK cut earlier this year where he says, you know, then I see how much a starting quarterback costs, and then I kind of compare.
Yeah, and we played it on Friday. We played it on Friday.
Because
We'll play it. We'll play it. But we played it on Friday.
The reason why I bring it up, I watched that game yesterday, and I was thinking like I'm Kyle, right? Because this is how Kyle does the math. It's not, is Brandon Allen better than Purdy? Of course Purdy's better than Brandon Allen. It's, is Purdy at $55 million, $45 million better than Brandon Allen?
I think he is. I think he is.
No, but I'm saying that's how he's doing the evaluations.
I know how we're doing the evaluations.
So like right now.
I would say Brock Purdy's $100 million better than Brandon Allen.
I agree. Now the question is, well, is Sam Darnold going to get re-signed in Minnesota?
Who knows?
Well, Sam's making $10 million this year, even if he takes a big pay, a jump up. Is Brock Purdy $15 to $20 million a year better than Sam Darnold? Like, these are the... I'm not saying I'm doing this. I know the head coach is doing that equation in his head. So that's how you got to view these things.
Let's go to Rocky and Vallejo. Rocky, what's happening?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk about the defense. Obviously, they had a rough day, but then after listening to the other callers, you know, I got to say some of these callers are asinine. They say fire Kyle Shanahan, and they say he's not a leader of men. I mean, these are, it sounds like to me, they're Raider fans that think Antonio Pierce. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Antonio.
Hey, Rocky.
He's a leader of men, right?
Right, Rocky, real quick. Wait until you get off the line and see some of the calls that we have coming up here. And you think people are asking out about getting rid of Shanahan? You ain't heard nothing yet, Rocky.
I got you. Yeah, but I do agree with some of the you guys. When you Shanahan is stubborn, you know. He fired with Silk Wilkes last year. He should definitely fire Sorensen, man. He's not playing D. Winters. Yottam. Soft as hell. Once Ward comes back, I don't want to see Yottam. Put Rock in there. If the other corners are hurt and stuff, we got to put Rock instead of Yottam. Is too soft, man. He don't want to tackle. You see him, you know. And D. Winter's got to play more. But pretty much, you know, I still think the season we can make the playoffs. We can win the division. You know, we're only one game out. I understand the tiebreakers. You know, we only won one division game. But we still got all three. We still got to play Arizona, the Rams, and with Seattle. I remember we're done with Seattle, but we got to still Arizona and the Rams. So I'll take your caller, take your comments off the air. But yeah, man, these callers, man, they got me going to this.
Just wait until we go to Sacramento right now, Shasky, to TC and Sac. TC and Sacramento. What's happening, brother?
Hey, before we get started, Bonte, Shasky, I love you, man. To the last caller, man, it ain't got nothing to do with
being callers like me, bro, that's using their head. Damn the faithful, damn all that, bro. It's about using your head about Kyle Shanahan, bro. It's over with this dude, man. We're talking about a dude that passed on Brady, Mahomes, hasn't got the quarterback situation together, not finna get out of his way, not a leader of men. We're talking about who we going to go get. Okay, I'm not going to use Ben Johnson. Let's go get Robert Saleh. He's a leader of men. He come in right now. The whole team going to believe in him and turn it around, bro. Let's cut it out.
TC. Kyle,
Brock Purdy fell in the cup.
I'll let you finish. Come on, Saleh. You limped in with Saleh. Come on. I'll let him run my defense, but not my team.
No, like, Saleh's a leader of men, bro. I'm telling you that. Coming up with excuses. Let's keep it simple. Coming up with excuses for Kyle Shanahan. This is like being in a relationship, right? And your partner keeps cheating on you and cheating on you, and you keep coming up with excuses. Oh, wait a minute. No, they're going to change. Oh, wait a minute. No, that girl wasn't as good as me, so you're going to be good. No, bro, it's over for this guy. It's over, man, and it's fans that are starting to realize that it's over for Kyle. It's not about your fandom. You don't know what you're talking about. It's about you have common sense, period, bro. That's all I got. What's up, Joe? And I love you. Hey, I love you and Bonte. Y'all my boys, bro, but I'm keeping it 100, bro.
So it's time to move on. You think it's time? Yesterday was an indictment on everything with Kyle Shanahan?
Period. Yes, Bonte, yes. Yes.
Can let me, before, time, TC, I know you've covered the whole team. What's your thoughts about Deebo Samuel?
Deebo, it's time to move on from Deebo, too. Lock in. You talking about lock in with you dropping passes and all that, bro. You're declining, bro. You lost a team when you made that big ruckus. Talking about you want to be traded. You want to do all this. You want to do all that. Man, stop it, bro. It's over for you, Deebo. Period, point blank, bro. I love this team, bro, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to get on these airways just because I'm a Niner fan and sugarcoat anything, dog. Period. Joe, what's up, man?
Well, why do you keep asking me what's up? I'm just listening.
Nah, because I'm spitting, bro, because I'm tired of these fans getting on this airway talking about fans like me is crazy, dog. No, we're being honest, man. What's up, Joe, bro?
I'll tell you what's up. I hear you hollering, but you ain't really talking about nothing. I'm not going with Robert Saleh.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
Robert Saleh couldn't get the quarterback right with the Jets. Like, that's the last guy. Like, look around the league. If you get the quarterback thing right and you figure that out, everything else is so much easier. Robert Saleh is the last guy I want coaching my team when it comes to quarterback questions. Like, no, like, I have a lot of questions about Shanahan, but I know that he can move the ball, right? And I know that his offenses, though not as good this year as I want them to be, have been pretty damn good over his tenure. I get that. But if you're going to go Kyle Shanahan to Robert Saleh, like, no, yeah. I'm not with that. I'm not with that.
I'm not with that.
I'm not. No.
8-9-5-7-9-5-7-0. If you had one word to attach to yesterday's performance, what would it be? Would it be subpar? Would it be embarrassing? What would your word be?
Sadness. Hmm. Sadness that it feels like this year has like a ceiling to it.
Yeah.
And that it feels like some of my favorite players aren't going to get that ring with the Niners that I wanted them to again. Again, we're going to come out of a little run here, and there's going to be all-time Niners who aren't going to get the championship that I feel like they freaking deserved, you know? Yeah. And we're going to look at, like, great examples, like someone like Deebo, and we do this all the time. That guy's a loser. It's right. Like, Deebo was such a winner for the Niners for so long, and if this is the end, like, how could you not just be thankful? He was awesome for the Niners. He was awesome.
Awesome.
We were dying for a wide receiver when he showed up. Dying. And had some monster seasons. And now we're like kicking him on the way out the door. And it's like, man, come on. He was amazing in that Detroit NFC Championship game.
Well, you surprised people. Amazing in that Philly game. You say that like we didn't just have Klay Thompson here playing for the Warriors for 13 years. Right. And he won 4 damn championships. How many people blasted him on the way out? They're still kicking his ass out on the door. It's pretty embarrassing. So, of course, they're going to do it with Deebo. 888-957-9570. One word to describe yesterday's performance. And I see a text here, Shasky. I want to address it for a second. Bonte, there's a reason why you're not blasting the Niners. You are, but in a nice way. You should be pissed. It does not get easier with Buffalo. You had a convo with Jed. You had said, I actually didn't have a conversation with Jed. We just shook hands and made small talk. We lost to the Rams in Arizona. That's who we are. Look, you want me to be angry and kick a scream and bitch and moan about yesterday's loss? Well, I saw the loss coming. It was an embarrassing loss. It was bad. It was all-time bad. But what are me blasting the 49ers this morning going to do? I'm looking for solutions. I'm looking to get the season back on track because me personally, my mind is wired, hey, you know what? Weird things could happen. We're in last place in NFC West, but Seattle's in first place. They're 6-5. Oh, well, what do you know? They got some tough games coming up. Arizona has tough games coming up. So if you do get Brock Purdy back, and you do get Nick Bosa back, and you do get some of these guys rolling here, maybe there is a way to get into the playoffs and win a division. That's why I'm not really going crazy this morning, because I kind of saw the loss coming once you made the announcement.
You blasted me on Friday for being skeptical.
No, you didn't. I thought Brock Purdy was going to play. By the time we left the show, Brock Purdy was out.
Well, I kind of had an inkling.
I mean, we all had an inkling. Well, we kind of had an inkling.
Oh, did I get fooled?
I'm not going to go into a game scared. I'm not going to go into a game just like, oh, man. And Green Bay's not impressive. That's what I was. My big takeaway was like, Green Bay's not world beaters.
They won by 28. Right?
Yeah, but they, come on. Was that a 28-point loss?
It could have been a 40-point loss.
It was 24-10. It went through the quarter.
And that wasn't even their best performance. Right. So in a way, it was impressive that they didn't even look that good and still won.
But Green Bay hasn't looked that good all year.
It's a tough
decision. That's what I'm saying. They haven't looked that good all year. They haven't. Okay. They haven't looked that good all year. Have they, Green Bay?
It was the worst Packer-Niner loss in the history of our two franchises.
Oh, I get it. It was awful.
It's kind of crazy.
It was awful.
I couldn't believe that.
But look at that roster. Let's go to...
But like, to your point about like Bosa coming back, even if Bosa comes back, he's got an oblique injury that's going to require surgery.
He's probably not coming back.
He's their best player on defense.
Let's go to second best, depending on Orlando and San Bruno. Orlando.
Hey, Orlando.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I watched the game. When the score was 10-0, I told my family it wouldn't surprise me if the final score would be 31-9. The thing that was big issues, of course, was the first quarter. Tons of missed tackling. The 4th-and-2 play call, I really felt that they should have used Mason as the eye back, but kept McCaffrey where he was, because with that formation, to me, everybody knew what he was going to do, and that's what the minus of Shanahan, that he's not that he's getting too predictable in those kind of scenarios. Last thing is, you know, I had hopes when the score was 17-7. The third quarter was looking good, but I told everyone like three days before the game that the only way the Niners had a chance was going to be if Mother Nature played
with the
snow and whatnot. Yeah. And then the last thing was, you're talking bad about the Packers not being consistent. They've been consistent on the running. And then that cornerback, he got that opportunistic interception because of Debo. I don't know what's going on with Debo, but he didn't help that quarterback. It is an embarrassment of a loss. You guys just mentioned that is the worst deficit defeat in 74 meetings. With that being said, the last thing I'm going to say, I want someone's head because of that. That is ridiculous. That's all. Thank you for taking my call, and happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. You know, Bonte, I believe that the 4th-and-2 play was actually a really good play. And the quarterback, Brandon Allen, was late to anticipate. You had the McCaffrey breaking, and Purdy, I know, hits him on that play. Mm-hmm. And you had the cornerback on the inside of McCaffrey. It was set up, ready to go. He was late because he saw a little bit of the rush and put his eyes down, didn't step into his pass, threw high and late, and that's why it was incomplete.
Yep.
I mean, I actually like that. Now, we could argue about having a different guy in the backfield and still having McCaffrey split out wide, but I still think that was the right play call. That goes back to the execution of players.
On the 4th-and-2, I like to get something in the middle of the field and not just hit the sideline and just 1-2 throw the sideline. Your margin for error on that play, especially if you don't have a lot of separation, it's low. It's low to complete. But we're nitpicking here. The 4th-and-2 play could have been better. They would have been in the game. They were moving the ball. Felt like they had some help there. Once they didn't get the 4th-and-2, it was like, damn.
Well, the Debo callback right before all that, it was just like, it was a gut punch. I mean, that was Debo's biggest play of the game by far. It felt like the biggest play for the Niners, and Sauber gets called for the tackling or whatever hell the call was.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, 2 minutes, Levin. BPA, since we have 2 minutes, shouldn't take BP long to get his thoughts out on the morning.
Hey, bud.
Morning. I think there's two extremes. There's fire Kyle, he's done, and then there's this is just a blip, and Kyle is still the all-powerful never accountable, does whatever he wants, and answers to no one, sort of leader of the 49ers. They're somewhere in the middle. Like, I'm pretty concerned. My word is I'm concerned about the state of the organization, and I don't know what's really salvageable going forward. Like, you know, like, I watched that Eagles game. You have Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator. You have a super high-level offensive coordinator. And the Niners have a defensive coordinator that would not be hired by any of the other 31 teams in that role. They have a special teams. They've gone from, like, this incredible, talented coaching staff to, in my opinion, maybe the worst coaching staff in the NFL. I'm welcome, Shassi. I'd love your take on that. But, like, yeah, like, he's got some questions to answer. He's not going to be able to blow them off because he's so powerful that he doesn't have to answer them. Like, they need a massive restructuring of the organization, coaching, and that would be my mandate. Honestly, if I'm Jed, what I would say is go get yourself a world-class defensive coordinator and go get yourself a world-class offensive coordinator. And go, by the way, go get yourself a special teams coach who's competent, because if you don't want to pay attention to these other things, you mean you're going to need great coaches there.
Brian, BP, I know you talk about the Niners coaching staff, but I know you don't mean it. You're being a bit hyperbolic, but there ain't no way in hell they have a worse coaching staff than New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, great. Good. Okay, 30th. Great. Thumbs up. That's really confident. Well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let me defend BPA's point of view. What he's saying is that, like, they have lost a ton of people, and it's hard to replenish.
When I look
at Belichick at the end, and he spoke about this, he's like, it was really hard because I lost so many guys. He said this on the McAfee show.
There's no doubt.
And he goes, I just kind of ran out of contacts. And then no one would grant me permission to steal any of these other coordinators. So, look, just in the last couple years, some of the names that they've lost: Mike McDaniels, Bobby Slowick, LaFleur's brother, D'Amico Ryans, Robert Saleh,
Kubiak.
Like, at some point, it is like you hit a wall.
It's
going
to catch up. It's going to catch up to it. But I'm not. I'll still take the staff over what I've seen with the New York. Did you watch the New York Giants yesterday?
No, I agree.
Did you watch the Dallas Cowboys?
But that's not the bar.
I know it's not the bar, but we say the worst coaching staff. There's about 10 other staffs that are terrible.
Teams we take serious?
Right. I mean, come on. It's the NFL. We can't just say, hey, they're the worst coaching staff. Semantics matter.
If Seattle hired Nick Sorensen, we'd laugh.
Nick Sorensen is not a different. But you know what? Some of y'all deserve Nick Sorensen with the way you spoke about
Steve Wilkes
last year.
Unemployed. He's
unemployed because he got fired after the Super Bowl when all the jobs were filled up.
There were still openings.
How many openings were there? There weren't many openings. There was no openings. But some of y'all deserve Sorensen with the way you talked about Steve Wilkes. You thought it could get worse. You thought it couldn't get worse than Steve Wilkes.
But their personnel was
Nick
significantly
said,
better last year.
Hold my beer.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Their personnel was better last year on defense.
Steve Wilkes, better coach of the Super Bowl than Shanahan. Those are facts. More of your phone calls coming up. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking for Jaden Reed, not there, goes back the other way, sets up a screen, bounces it off a people and into the end zone. It's Tucker Kraft for the touchdown.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Vontae and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
How's Big Pun feeling? I got a
voice joke for you, Bonte.
I got a voice memo from John Perez on Instagram. I haven't listened to him yet, but John Perez.
Who's that?
He hits me up all the time. I don't know. He's just, we follow each other, or he follows me on IG. Where's this stuff at? John Perez. Yeah, John Perez. He sends me, he's sending me essays. He's done with Shanahan.
Essays?
He's done. He told me.
Is he citing his sources?
John Perez, shout out to you. Bonte, I'm done with Shanahan. I really hate this man. He's inept, and I'm done with saying he's a great coordinator. Where is the innovative, creative coach? I haven't seen it. I watched the Browns and Steelers be more creative in a snowstorm last night than Kyle. Sometimes you have to cut the cord and regroup.
Well, if you're asking me who's the better quarterback, just straight up, Jameis is better than Brandon Allen.
Okay, it's not even close.
One thing I do want to dispel, we spent multiple years in the preseason as a media and a fan base, it's not mutually exclusive, it's both, arguing about which of the backup quarterbacks of the many options can win you a game if you need to and keep your season alive. And part of why Trey Lance is gone, there's many reasons, but one of them is Brandon Allen can win you a game or two with the season on the line.
We did not spend many hours on that. I know you and I did. I'm going to cut you off for a second. Anybody who spent many hours on whether or not Brandon Allen could win a football game are insane. They're insane. You wasted time. Happen? I don't know if it happened or not. If it happened, I ignored it.
It did.
If somebody brought up Brandon Allen could win you a game, I turned the station.
Now,
come on, man. You're so, we watch football. We don't get everything right. We missed on Trey Lance as an evaluation, but everybody knows who watches football. Brandon Allen ain't winning you no games, and I'm not trying to crush the guy. He's not a good quarterback. It's the reason why he's a backup.
The irony of the Trey Lance thing is the coach and the GM missed on it. Draft him.
Right.
The guy I like, Kyle Shanahan, did.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan.
The ghost of Trey Lance.
Kyle Shanahan told Tom Brady,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, we were all
not
wrong.
Me. He told Stafford, wait a minute. Brady. Shanahan, a lot of people didn't want Brady. Not just you. A lot of people wanted Brady. Shanahan said no. A lot of people wanted Tom Brady. A lot of people wanted Tom Brady.
They were arguing till the wolves were crying.
A lot of people wanted Tom Brady. Guru wanted Tom Brady. I remember that. He said it right after the Super Bowl. Hey, go get Tom Brady. Everybody, a lot of people wanted Tom Brady. But Shanahan said no. Someone get on me about it.
On the broadcast yesterday.
He was okay.
Oh, no, he was good.
He's all right. He's getting better, but he's all right.
And then I like him on the OT show. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
The Fox overtime show, it's good. You're not high on him?
He's getting better.
He might be one and done. I could see him just going full, owner with the Raiders.
I wouldn't be shocked on that. Because I think he needs a scoreboard like John Lynch.
Okay.
I think he needs a scoreboard. He needs to know whether or not he won or lost, whether or not he did a good job or not.
Okay, now here comes the question. Would you hire Tom Brady as the GM of the 49ers?
No, John Lynch has done great.
I'm teasing.
I mean, you asked it. I don't know if you're teasing or not. Because if it happened, you would... Hey, let's just check out the lights.
If it happened, what?
Nothing. Brandon Allen.
You would be super ecstatic and say Niners to the Super Bowl.
No.
I would let Brady run my team. If I ran a football team, why not? It's one of the smartest players of all time. That doesn't mean he's going to be an automatic success.
Yeah.
But I definitely would trust him. And I know that he has work ethic. And I know that he knows what to look for.
So did Michael Jordan. He had work ethic.
No, I'm not. Again, it doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
Right. Like Magic Johnson, let's not even. We're good with John Lynch.
The Raiders say give Tom Brady plenty of chances to prove whether or not he could actually run a team or not. So let's let Brady do his work with the Raiders before we crown him the next great GM.
San Francisco 49ers, by the way, if the season ended today, they're picking 17 overall.
Yeah, I saw that. 17.
I'd like to get in the top 10 if we're not going to make
the playoffs. Not going to happen. All the people in the top 10 and above that have already fewer wins than you do, 4-7, and a lot of them aren't going to win again the rest of the year.
No, they're not. They're not. Let's go to, Trey in the East Bay. He wants to vent. Then we're going to get to Samita. We're going to get Casey. We're going to get everybody. Trey in the East Bay, what's happening? Trey, you there? Trey, going once?
It's the ghost of Trey Lance.
Damn, Trey, I wanted to hear him vent.
The ghost of Trey Lance.
I wanted to hear him vent.
He was gonna spit some stuff, too.
Trey in the East Bay?
Trey in the East Bay, call back. We'll get you on.
All right, he was going to spit that hot fire? All right.
He sounded really hot on the phone.
All right, well, let's go to Samita in Los Gatos. Hello, Samita. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Looks like today's weather is
pretty much my mood when it comes to Bay Area sports this weekend. So I watched that game yesterday, the Niners game, and Bonte, you were asking for one word to describe the performance, and I would say sloppy. It was not impressive in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I keep coming back to, you know, the community wisdom of 8 or 9 wins for the season, and I think that's exactly where we're going to end up. I don't know where that's going to put us in the playoff picture, but I think 8 or 9 wins is probably what we're looking at right now with the play that I saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. And also, just wanted to shout out an analyst, Manti Te'o, who, boy, if anybody knows about emotional damage, it's him. And he said before the season even started that this team looks like they're emotionally drained. Yeah. And that's kind of what that looked like to me on the field yesterday. Like, they were like, man, Purdy's out, Bosa's out, you know, Ayuk's not around. I mean, they just did not look like they had a winning championship mentality.
Man, you know what? That's a great call, Samidin. I'll add to that. There was that one point in training camp they couldn't even scrimmage the Saints. Remember that? They had to cancel the scrimmage because they did not have enough healthy bodies.
Forgot about that, actually.
Out of all the things. Like think about that.
I forgot.
They had nobody to even practice against the Saints. They couldn't even scrimmage against them. Now, Damian Woody on GetUp. Longtime offensive lineman. He's on GetUp on ESPN. Damian Woody, here's what he had to say about the Niners.
Are we sticking a fork in the 49ers? That's my question. I knew I'd find a use for. Oh, we are.
Oh,
the fork is in the 49ers.
It's in the 49ers. Listen, I know the NFC West is still wide open, but when I talk about the 49ers, I don't talk about division. I talk about Super Bowl. And when I look at the 49ers as it relates to a team that could go, that could represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, I just don't see it. Like, brutal. When you had that many opportunities, you got to kick in the door. You got to kick down the door and validate all their hard work. They've been there time and time again, and they have nothing to show for it. And when you play that deep into the postseason, you know what it does? Guys get tired. And when guys get tired, they get injured. And that's exactly where the 49ers are right now.
They're injured, talent deficient. third worst loss of the Shanahan era. Third worst loss. They got beat 39-10 by the Rams in 2018, 40-2 in 2017 by the Dallas Cowboys. Again, a talent deficient roster right now. They ran for the Packers, that is, ran for 125 yards in the first half alone. They converted 6 of their first 7 third downs. Any blitz that Nick Sorensen brought up, dialed up, doesn't get home. It got home like once. I mean, the run defense was just all-time bad. They missed 10 tackles in the first quarter. I can go on and on and on. As Samita said, sloppy. Yeah, I can see that. Sloppy is a perfect word to describe yesterday's events.
Watching just the Niner game, and then you kind of like bounce around. You're watching the morning games. You're watching the evening game with the Eagles, and they feel like the second-best team in the NFC. And you say to yourself, the Niners so desperately need to revamp their trenches so bad. Their offensive and defensive lines are just nowhere near where they need to be for them to be a winning team. And as much as they've gotten away with patchworking that offensive line, I could make an argument, even including Trent, because of the financial nature of where he's at and what maybe he can net you back in the trade. The only keepable guy on that line right now is Dominic Pooney, considering Aaron Banks is going to be a free agent. I don't know what it's going to cost to keep him. Defensive line, I think I would just start with Nick Bosa, maybe keep Malik Collins as some sort of a rotational D tackle, and I need a complete revamping. I need a revamping of the linebacker position. I need to get Campbell out of here. Obviously, Warner can stay.
What about a revamping of the scheme?
I think there's just adjustment. Oh, you're talking about defense
the
or offense?
Y9. Yeah, the Y9.
Well,
the scheme. Because it doesn't.
Ponte, I wanted
their blitzes don't seem
year.
Exotic at all.
No.
They don't. Their blitzes look very predictable. They rarely get home. How about a scheme change defensively?
So they're running a variation of the Seattle defense, right? Mm-hmm. That defense is prevalent around the league right now, and offenses are gashing it. And what are the defenses that are doing well right now? The 3-4s. Baltimore, not necessarily this year, but Seattle with McDonald is doing much better as of recent. Chargers, Broncos, teams that have the 3-4, it's back in vogue. I love the 3-4. I think we need to get more speed on the field. I want to see them go to a scheme change. You know, Vic Fangio specifically runs the 3-4. Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to be in you know, more nickel packages anyway because of the amount of...
You're going to be in nickel.
You know, three receiver sets. But look what he's doing with Philly.
No doubt. No doubt.
But you got to have players too, though. Like, I know we can talk... Like, and I'm here for a scheme change. I'm open to it. But you got to have players. They got no players.
Also, the little things too. I read this quote from Chris Conley. He said the league is predicated on defensive lines that jet upfield and get off the ball. We have to be more disciplined when we use our cadence. We've got to keep repping it. There's no way around it. You have to lock in. You can't make those mistakes. We have to be disciplined when we use our cadence. So basically, what Chris Conley is saying is that we just, people know our cadence. So they're getting off the ball effortlessly. And they're getting a great jump off the ball, getting to the quarterback and snuffing the run game. Got to mix up the cadence.
This year, more than any year of the Shanahan era, they have been getting out of the huddle so late and getting to the line so late. How many times do you see whoever's under center hike it? Yeah. Like with two, three. What ends up happening is these defensive linemen time that. And they know it's either going to be a delay a game or I get a perfectly timed release.
I can't wait to find out what Shanahan says today about having consecutive plays in which the defense lined up with 12 men on the field.
Monte, how long have you been watching football?
I've never seen that before.
In my life.
Back-to-back
plays. Never seen it at the pro level.
Back-to-back plays. Just kind of wild. Back-to-back plays. So, let's go back out to the lines, man. We got full lines here. Let's go to Trey to East Bay. We'll give him another shot here.
What's up, Trey?
Trey, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? My bad, man. I lost y'all earlier, though.
It's all good.
But, man, listen, man, lately it's been a drought. No Super Bowl rings. But I've been a fan since we was 2-14. Shout out to Dave Canal Heat, man. Oh. But listen, real talk. We are spoiled as fans, bro. 4 out of the last 5 years, we've been in the NFC Championship game. 2 years ago, 2 Super Bowl appearances. And now all of a sudden we have 1 bad season and the sky's falling. I mean, what are we doing, man? What are we talking about? This team is... having a bad season. That's all this is. It's a bad season. Oh, well. Suck it up, Buttercup. We've been through this before. 2-14 seasons, like I said. This is not a big deal, man. If we have a bad season, oh, well. Guess what? We'll be back again next year. And as far as Shanahan goes, who's better out there right now in the market? Is there a better coach out there? Please tell me, because I don't see him. I don't see nobody better than Shanahan right now. Well, if there is, we go get him. But I don't see nobody better. Do you?
So it ticks you off that people talk about firing Shanahan?
It definitely does. I mean, my thing is this, bro. Like I said, 4 NFC Championship games in 5
I'm
years.
With
2 Super Bowl appearances in 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Who else has done that? I mean, what else? Who else is better right now? Please tell me. Because I don't know.
You know, one thing that was very interesting was that Belichick was on McAfee, I don't know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he goes, all of these guys that are going to get named as head coach candidates coming forward, like, the prerequisite is you're good with the X's and O's, right? Like, that's how people become coordinator to head coach. Just everyone, like, really likes you when it comes to the X's and O's. What you can't understand, and you will never know until you get the job, what happens when you find out about running the entire organization and let's just say hypothetically somebody's you know going through a divorce on your coaching staff,
right?
When one of your players gets hurt away from the facility, gets in trouble legally away from the, how do you deal with that? Think about what the Niners had to deal with this year. Okay, a new head coach, whoever it is, just hypothetically, would have had to deal with Trent Williams holding out, Brandon Ayuk holding out. This has nothing to do with X's and O's, okay? The whole quarterback saga of, you know, just what's happening with him financially, CMC getting injured months before the season even starts.
First round pick.
Your first round pick gets shot at Union Square? Like, again.
The return of Hufanga? You didn't know whether or not he was going to start the season or not?
These are all things that have nothing to do with X's and O's. And so I hear all of these people, get this guy, get that guy. Ben Johnson clearly knows X's and O's. I don't know if Ben Johnson can deal with all of this stuff of running a professional organization. You know, what happens, what will happen to Dan Campbell? And I think he'll find someone good, but what happens when Dan Campbell has to find the next OC? Think of how many people Kyle has lost in the building over the last 7 years,
He's lost a lot of guys.
At some point, you are going to have a down year, and you're going to run out of guys, and you just need a little reset, and maybe that's where we're at right now.
And a reset's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world. We're not there yet. but it's not the worst thing in the world. You have a damn good head coach. You have a damn good quarterback. It's something to build around. We'll see about the rest of the assets here. We got to get Fred Warner back. When is Fred Warner? Fred Warner, something's got to be up with him, man. The it play for Fred Warner has evaded him.
Did he make a play yesterday?
I don't remember Fred Warner making one play yesterday. Let's go to KC in Los Gatos. KC, what's happening?
Hey, guys. So the one word I would say is where the 49ers are right now, not just about yesterday's game, is predictable. And you guys just hit on it. We got a great sequel out in Gladiator 2 now. This is what you call, and I'm not saying it as a negative. You guys just said it. This is the end of an empire. This is when nobody is listening to the king. The king is only getting advice from people who are weasels and were just in his ears. There's an echo chamber. You got a bunch of senators, bunch of players with their own agenda, want to get paid, which is okay, but everybody's talking, and all that noise builds up. Then you guys get young players shooting, all that stuff happens. This is what happens. Now, who's the gladiator in 2025 who's going to get up and say, I got this? Can they find that guy? Can they find that? Because D-Boy's not it anymore. Trent's not it anymore. And that's okay. This is what happens when guys get old. They play too many games, but you got to find the next guy. That's what football is about. And if Shanny can find the next guy, then he sticks around. And I'm not going to get rid of a guy who's turned the franchise around after what happened for the next last 4 years after Harbaugh left. You don't get rid of a guy like that. You give him another chance and you keep at it. This year's a lost year with so many things that happen. You can pick any one game and yes, stuff happens.
Yeah.
But this is it. Find your gladiator next year and go fight.
I'm watching the highlights right now on the television screen. It's you know, been muted, but it's Baltimore Ravens versus the Niners in the Super Bowl, the Harbaugh Bowl, the Harbowl. And I'm just filled with so much sadness when I watch that. Like, when the Warrior one of 2016 comes up, I get angry. Yeah. But I know that, like, hey, we won one on the front end. We won one after it. But I'm still
angry.
Won
two after it, yeah.
But when I watch that Niners Super Bowl, I get so sad. Because I know that group of guys, that was their moment. They didn't cash it in. And I'm looking at this moment right now, this morning, and I'm thinking about what you had started the show with, which was the Super Bowl last year. And now I'm filled with just tremendous sadness.
I remember, and I'll share this with the audience before we go back out to the lines. We walked out of that Super Bowl, and I was depressed. I was depressed. We ran into Katie Mox, and she gave us both hugs. And
no, she gave you a hug. She didn't know who I was.
She gave us both hugs.
It was just exactly how I planned it out.
She gave us both hugs. And then we saw Coach in Los Altos. We saw Coach in Los Altos. And we saw his family, and you know, I had a guy coming at me and whatnot. No Kingstale. Not today. Not today. I'm in a serious mood. I ain't here for the laugh, for the fun and games when I spit this out. But I remember talking to Anna, and I was in the hotel room thinking, I had a tear coming out of my eye saying, I think that was our best shot. And I don't think they're going to win it. I don't think we're ever going to win it with this group. We don't. We're not. And Super Bowl 54 felt like the beginning of a great run. Okay, yeah, I know you lost the Super Bowl, and I'm ticked off about it because it was a dream season, but these guys are young. Debo's a rookie. Bosa's a rookie. Fred Warner's so young. You got a young Greenlaw here. Man, we got all the time in the world with Shanahan. We're just getting started. And you go through an NFC Championship loss to the LA Rams. And then you have to go through another season, and you lose a quarterback six plays in to Philadelphia. And then you get all the way back, and you have the number one team offensively, and you get all the breaks in the world. Home field advantage. Oh, man, this is it. This is it. Health. Oh, my gosh. Detroit's not ready yet. Green Bay's not ready yet. KC's vulnerable. And you don't cash it in. And you move on, and you think about this offseason. You're saying, damn, as 2019 was the beginning of a great run, the Super Bowl loss probably was the end of a great run for this core. Because it's going to look different next year, Shasky. We don't know if Ayuk's going to be back. We don't know if Trent's going to be back. We don't know if Debo's going to be back. We don't know if Greenlaw's going to be back. He's a free agent. Hufanga, is he going to be back? He tore his ACL in November of last season. He hasn't been the same since. The fact is that the reality is set in that for this core, it feels like it's over for this core of playing in top-notch football games, high-profile games in the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, and that when they do get back to the mountaintop, or if they do get back to the Super Bowl, it's going to be with a lot of different faces. And that's sad that this core group couldn't get it done. And they're going to end up in the same category and on the same bus at the same kitchen table as a Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman led 49ers. Same group, same results. Couldn't quite get to the mountaintop.
I just don't know where they go. Like, for this year, like, where do you go from here? Like, what? Look, I know the season's not over, but what the hell do you do with CMC? I'm just going to rattle off some questions. Is Trent going to come back or what? Like, what's going on with Trent? Like, come on, big Trent. We paid you a gazillion dollars. You held out to the last second. You've been kind of meh this year. Are you coming back this year? Mm-hmm. What's going on, dude? Kind of looking at you side-eyed. The way you looked at Sherman that final year, that's the kind of way I've been looking at Trent this year. He's a great player, but like, what's up with Fred's ankle? Does Fred's ankle need off-season surgery? Because like a running back, I think I might need to take the linebacker off the field to save him from himself. Mm-hmm. Like, I need him to be good and right for next year. What are you doing with Bosa? Does he have one or two giant surgeries looming, like both sides of his body looming this offseason? If so, just do it now. Like, do it right now.
Well, he'll be able to recover. He'll be able to recover by the time training camp comes. He does that after the season.
Kittle went 3 months without lifting. Three months.
And Kittle's having a great season.
No,
maybe that was the break he needed. Talk about playing, we just heard from Damian Woody talking about stick and fork. They played in so many football games and their body's been up. Maybe the rest is what Kittle needed.
Hence why I would just shut Bosa down now, like, because he's that important to the team.
I pay him too much money to shut him down.
This is my asset that I need good for next year. And I think
he'll be fine for next year. I really do. But I want to play him. By the way, Shanahan on the 12 men on the field penalties. On how the team committed two back-to-back too many mid-out-of-field penalties. Shanahan spoke up. Do we have the sound of that? You have the sound? Go ahead and play it, Spadone, if you can. Which one is it here? Is it on the penalties dealing with personnel? All right.
They had 12 personnel, two tight ends in the huddle, which means we have base defense out. They sent another receiver on the field to sub, which when they sub, they're supposed to allow us to sub. So as soon as they did that, we started to change our personnel, and then they rushed up to the line and snapped it. It was a strategic play by them, but one that I don't feel should have been allowed. They didn't give us time to sub on that, and that's why I was upset on that. And then the next one, because they got away with the first one, they tried to do it again the next play, and that's when I went out there arguing again. This time they did allow us to sub. I was out there screaming the whole time, so I'm not exactly aware of what happened with our 12 guys, but obviously we had 12 guys out there. They gave us time to sub, and we didn't get one off. So the second one was on us.
The new Niner defense, the 12th man. And they still couldn't stop them.
But look, that is something the league needs to do something about. You got to give these guys time to sub. Like, everybody gets a chance to sub, right? You got to give them, the officials are not, they're not great. So Shanahan said, they didn't give us time to sub, and that's why I was upset. And he started screaming.
That's the worst part, though, is that they did give him an opportunity the second time around. Yelling so much that he wasn't even paying attention.
Well, that's
and
where Sorensen's got to step up as a defensive coordinator to say, hey.
Well, that would require him to actually show some life on the sideline, which I don't. The guy looks like Weekend at Bernie's over there.
The beard looks great, though.
Does he not look like Weekend at Bernie's? He's just standing there. He's not doing anything. Hands in the hoodie pocket, just doing nothing. If we're going to do body language 101 last year, all year long, right? Sorensen, did the guy take a gummy, an edible?
He needs to go up to the booth, do the reverse Wilkes. Maybe that'll help, Bonta.
Hey,
what do you think?
Who knew?
Kyle just needs to call both sides of the game.
Who knew that in November 2024, that Steve Wilkes is a name that we still be talking about.
Let me close the book on this. They both stink, all right? He was a little better. There's no question. I think the personnel was significantly better. He was really good for about three and a half quarters in the Super Bowl. Not denying that. But Steve Wilkes isn't great either. Sorensen is a downgrade, shockingly. Impossible.
415. We need to stop screwing around with mediocre quarterback play. I love Purdy as much as the next guy, but if we keep beating Mahomes in a big game, we need to prove instead of quarterback. And Purdy's not that guy. Purdy played well in the Super Bowl. He played all right. Played well enough to win.
I'm getting messages that Sorensen looks like he's the guy standing right like around the keg, like asking if he can get a hit of that.
Or just get a cup or a hit of weed.
Yeah,
you know, the old keg.
Smoking circles.
Yeah, just say
buff,
it.
Buff, pass.
Just say it. We're in 2024.
Make it last.
I mean, my guy, dude. Come on, dude. Like, how back-to-back 12-man penalties?
I knew this would happen.
What?
With Sorensen for 40 years, with the way he looked and everything and his demeanor. You just knew it was a matter of time before the finger starts getting pointed out his body language.
Well, you wait till Brandon Staley comes down to that booth.
You can stop asking that question. You don't have to ask that again.
Yeah, you guys were... Hey, zero blitzes.
He runs a 3-4.
Zero blitzes. Cover zero blitzes.
Honest to God, I would the simplest change, just, and I'm not saying it'll turn them into some elite defense, just get Tavondre Campbell off the field, for Christ's sake.
Man.
Get him off the field. I don't care how many mistakes D-Winners makes. Just play the young guys.
Tavondre Campbell wasn't his fault yesterday, man. It was,
he's not it wasn't good it wasn't either,
his
though.
Fault. It wasn't his fault. Mr. Pablo in the city. Mr. Pablo, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bonte and Shasky? Hey, hey, hey. What's it called? My biggest thing is we don't need a new coach. The coach needs a new approach. Can Lynch sit him down? Coaches are supposed to challenge to improvement, right? Can Lynch sit him down and say, look, man, you have to start taking accountability for everything. Missed block, my fault. Missed 18 million flags, my fault. Missed tackles, my fault. He built the team. Those two built the team. He can't, if he would take accountability for everything, I feel like maybe the team would start feeling like, hey, it's us against the world. We need to play for this guy. We need to step up. But this whole thing about it's this, it's that, it's this and that, it gives the players an out too.
Well, I think Shanahan did say we should all be embarrassed, right? Is that not taking accountability? He said we all should feel embarrassed.
Yeah, he needs to take accountability.
Well, I think he has for the most part. He explains himself. I just don't. We're nitpicking. I feel like we're really nitpicking when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, a guy who was 54-29 his last 5 years coming into this season.
Are we looking for like him to be? I'm sorry. I was the one who made mistakes.
Right. No, but he's held himself accountable.
I agree.
And that'll come at the end of the season anyways. If they don't make the playoffs, he'll say that. Like, he'll say it starts with me. I wasn't good enough. Yeah. It's just...
And you know what? He doesn't get credit for it, but since Trey Lance was brought up, when they moved off of Trey Lance, that was the moment I said, you know what? For all the heat I've given Kyle over the years, you know what? This guy, okay, I respect him. Because he took us down that entire road with Trey Lance. And the accountability I heard from that point, when he got ripped because he didn't make a media appearance on the Thursday and, oh, my God, he didn't talk to us, blah, 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 blah. He sat there after a preseason game. And I said, you know what? That was truthful. I rock with that. Let's move forward. Because you know what? At the end of the day, Trey Lance wasn't good enough to be on the team.